And also good to have on the line this morning with us Sarah Wilhelm from Hometown Vendors, talking about some of the things going on with them. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
How's it been going? Now, last time I talked, I don't know if it was when you first started showing up again with your craft fairs at the college, and you've got one coming up again tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 2. What's it been like, and what has been the response from the people coming out to finally get to see some of the crafters that they probably have missed for a while?
It's actually been great. We had a huge turnout, which was amazing. We actually had customers thanking us for finally being able to get back out there because they've missed it so much, and it just gives them, you know, something to do that is safe. We're following all of the government guidelines and local guidelines for social distancing and masks and temperatures. So everything's been great. We haven't had any issues. All of our vendors have been wonderful. The customers have been wonderful. So we're going to continue to do it as long as we can.
Yeah, and again, you'll be there tomorrow and Sunday at Lorain County Community College. It'll be from 9 to 2, free admission. It's really kind of a social event, the craft and vendor shows, right? You get to talk to the people that actually created the things that you're going to buy, which has a special connection.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that people may see, especially for this kind of fall theme kind of craft fair.
So this show for this weekend and our next show, December 6th, you'll see actually a lot of Christmas items. So one of our favorite vendors who's been doing shows with us for a long time, she is Crafts by Meemaw, and she actually hand knits on towels and pillows. She makes pillows for like little kids, and there's a pocket in the front that they can put their books in. So that's really cool. We have Bella Boutique and Enchanted Creations. They do handmade items, tumblers that have designs on it, Santa cookie plates, all kinds of different holiday stuff that you can see, clothing, you know, with different Santa Claus or the Grinch or snowmen on it, different sayings. We have, this is my favorite time of year for our sweet treats. So we have Sweet Eats by Shayna. If you come in, definitely go to her space. She sells the most amazing homemade Buckeyes. So that's pretty nice, you know, for all the holiday sweets. And we have a new vendor. His name is Birdhouses by Claude. He actually hand makes birdhouses, and he engraves different logos, like sports logos, just a bunch of different stuff, and they're amazing for a really good price. So, it's exciting, and my favorite part is all of the holiday decor. You know, you're not going to go into a store and see it, and even if you do see it, you're going to pay a lot less with the homemade item than you are in your local Walmart or whatnot.
I'm always amazed that sometimes of the vendors, the homemade crafters, they make items that are in other words, you can buy, you get to choose which one because each of them is sort of unique, even though they're the same thing that they make, but they're making it out of maybe different wood or they find different items, especially those who reclaim things.
So that's
what makes it so unique for that and a lot of fun, I think.
Yes, it's so much fun. And there's so many new Christmas ornaments. I actually just bought one. You know, they're trying to have a little bit of fun, and instead of baby it's cold outside, they put baby it's COVID outside. You know, just trying to add a little bit of humor into the awful situation we've been in.
Yeah, well, we mentioned before, I think the first time we talked about probably some of those who are good sewers maybe have come up with mask designs or even things related to that.
Yeah, we actually will have two mask tables. One is Maria's mask creation and then Mask Lady 191. And they have some really, really cool designs, holiday designs, just fun designs for the kids. You know, who wants to wear a boring mask if we have to wear masks? So they're pretty cool. We have a lot of people who've come in and basically purchase everything they had on their table. So definitely check out the mask table.
One thing that is great about craft and vendor shows is sort of the smell. You know, you get the potpourri or you get some sort of, winter smell, whatever that might be, or even the food as well. So there's always different senses that get tantalized at these things.
Yes, absolutely. We recently had roasted almonds, Michael's Confections, at our event. And he will be back in December, but they are probably the warmest, tastiest almonds I've ever had.
You also have people there that deal with health or wellness too, right? They send some.
Yes. Yep, and beauty. You can find makeup. You can find the health and wellness section. This year we have windows. We've got a bunch of different items besides just the handmade.
So you've got 40-plus vendors. Again, it'll be at Lorain County Community College. Are you in the Spitzer area, or are you in near the Stocker area?
We are. We're in the Spitzer Center, Okay. And it is free admission for all of our customers.
All right. What day do you start setting this thing up? Are you getting ready?
Actually, tomorrow morning.
All right.
So we will be in there bright and early to set all the tables up, and then our vendors will come in about an hour before start time. And then we're there until 9 to 2 tomorrow, and then also 9 to 2 on Sunday.
We're talking this morning with Sarah Wilhelm from Hometown Vendors. You can go to hometownvendors.org. What's your role in all of it? Are you like the air traffic controller? Come here, go there. Here's your spot. And then in the meantime, you're thinking, I got to save one of those items to purchase later.
Well, I'm one of the owners, and then I sit at the front table, check people in, and take temperatures. So that's definitely something new. Normally I'm able to walk around and visit everyone. But, yes, I try to make a couple rounds during the day, but for the most part I have to sit at the front table and take temperatures.
Yeah, well, you've become the responsible party while the rest of us have fun is really what's going
on. Yes.
If people want to find out more about this show as well as upcoming ones that you've got planned, as you've kind of started this, and this is kind of the gift-giving season, people looking for unique events and things like that, where do they get more information for this?
They can go to hometownvendors.org. All of our events are listed on our website. Or if they're on Facebook, they can go and look up Hometown Vendors LLC. We have a business page on Facebook and Instagram.
Sounds good. So, again, this weekend is the best place to start, Saturday and Sunday at Lorain County Community College. It'll be from 9 to 2 each day, 40-plus vendors, all sorts of things there, free admission for that, so that you can save the money to buy some of those Buckeyes that you talked about or that. Sarah, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a good weekend. Have a good show.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.